mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He made a very powerful film, Aerosol Crimes and Cover-Up. Put it out for free on chemtrails. One large part of the manipulation of our environment, the poisoning of the population. Your calls are coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Clifford Carnicom, Ben Livingston flew into hurricanes. He flew into the even bigger storms they have in the Pacific, the typhoons. He, Stanford Research Facility, certified his work for the Navy. He was the head of their big weapons research facility that they were able to kill and knock down hurricanes in the late 60s. But then our government says, oh, they know nothing about it, and there's nothing they can do about hurricanes. So we know they're being secretive. If they can knock down hurricanes, we also know that they can empower and increase the power of hurricanes. Livingston over Vietnam, with just a few planes, would take, you know, tiny clouds and cause 10 feet of rain to fall, you know, and flooding people on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. So we know they can manipulate the weather even with seeding technologies. You add into this other technologies, it's powerful. What do they appear to be doing with these chemical sprays with the weather? What does their goal appear to be?
Well, I think from a military perspective, certainly if one has the ability to control or manipulate the weather, that's a huge military advantage.
And you said that you were shocked. You said that you were shocked, though, when you did some observations of when the planes came in. Tell us about that.
Well, I think this would come to a surprise to many people. But if you actually look at the data, if you find a paper I wrote called Ions and Humidity, the big surprise to me here is that the timing of these operations actually appears to occur most likely when the humidity is at, and I have to use the word, a local minimum. What this means is low relative to before and after. It doesn't mean an absolute sense, low. It means relative to what's happening before and to what's to transpire afterwards. If you find these points, what you call a local minimum of humidity, this appears to be the most likely time that these operations are coming in. That actually makes sense if you look at what's going on and with what you're talking about. That is the most advantageous time to come in. It's right before the storm, not during the storm, but right before it comes in. And I'm talking, my work will show periods of several hours, basically a window of 2 to 3 hours. And you can see that it is timed to get in there right at this absolute maximum advantage point of getting these particles in before the moisture comes in. And I believe that would be so you would have maximum absorption, basically.
In your 6-7 years studying this, is it getting more frequent? Are the operations intensifying globally, nationally?
I would say where the operation is, it's full in effect. This thing is in effect. The change has been made. And whether you want to call it a maintenance or a status quo, it would appear to me that we have a certain concentration level that needs to be maintained at this point. Certainly, there also appears to be something seasonal that goes on.
The BBC, and I know you saw it, had a big photograph from space of England completely covered with what it called condensation trails. And then in the article, it went on to say that NASA says the Earth is 20% darker, and then just put that there, didn't make any connection to condensation trails, just had that in the space photograph.
Absolutely. And one of the tests that I did was that straightforward. I made what's called a photometer, a calibrated photometer, and it's a simple, straightforward test. But you had a perfectly blue, clear sky. They came in with and you have a certain light level. The planes came in an hour to 2 hours, had completely transformed the sky. I conducted these tests, and there was a 20-cent per reduction. I mean, it's a straight physical thing. You are affecting the energy and light that's affecting the Earth.
But you did see the NASA report that the Earth is now 20% darker than it was 30 years ago.
That's right, I have. That's right. And look at the photograph that NASA touts there as being what they call clutter. They call it contrail clutter. It's absolutely hilarious to think that these things would be foisted.
Yeah, they show the U.S. and it's a spider web, and they didn't do that until 6-7 years ago. Something has changed. Stay with us. Call's coming up.
It's here at
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I will repeat, the government has declassified the fact that they, over 3,000 times from the 40s to the 70s, sprayed chemical, biological, and radiological weapons and other mixes on the American people. They do it all the time now. AIDS virus, hepatitis C, knowingly, on purpose in the drugs. Hundreds and hundreds of other examples I don't have time to get into. Black men and syphilis, sterilizing 400,000 American women for no reason. On and on and on. So you've got these Malthusian, Dr. Pionkian, remember the UT scientist who gets the 95% standing ovation saying he wants to kill everybody? Dr. Peter Singer, Prince Philip, Ted Turner, Prince Charles, the Club of Rome, these are Henry Kissinger documents, CIA, all public. I got to make a film about this, population reduction. In fact, that's on the burner to do. I just am so crazy busy all the time. We're going to try to do it, though, in my Bilderberg film that's coming out, whenever I get that done. But you know, this is the reality. And so they are drying out the planet. They are darkening the planet. They are manipulating a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of key areas of our biosphere. And then you've got all the low-altitude spraying. It's a whole other separate area. Now, Clifford Carnicom is with us for another 20 minutes and 30 seconds, to be precise. So let's go to your calls. Please have your question, your comments to be brief so the next person gets time. Dave in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Clifford Carnicom.
Thanks, Alex. Hi, Mr. Carnicom, and thank you for everything you do. I have two data points for you. I live in the Pacific Northwest, and especially this last year I've been watching very closely. What we're seeing here is off the coast at low level. We're seeing multiple laydowns just in front of the marine layer when it comes on shore in the afternoon and evening, always in front of wet weather storms. And just this last year was happening in front of every storm that we had, and we had 150% of rainfall this year. That's number one. And number two, and this is really disturbing to me, I've noticed that we don't see any insects around here anymore at all. There was white light on all night last night outside, and I went and looked this morning. There were two little moths and a couple of bugs circling the light. This is an area that's a wilderness. There's almost nobody living here. This place should be swarming with bugs. There's no mosquitoes.
There are reports that in industrialized nations, insect levels are way down.
Yeah, it's.
Let me get a comment from Clipper Carnicom.
I think good observations and exactly on mark. Very much the case. These operations are destroying these storms. They are coming ahead of them, and they are destroying the storms.
Are they trying to cause them to dump all their moisture before they get inland to the areas like Idaho and other areas?
I personally think that what you're actually doing is absorbing the energy from the storms and redirecting it. In other words, trying to capitalize on that energy within a storm and to redirect it for other purposes.
What's the goal? Why would they want to do this?
Energy is powerful. Energy makes things happen. If you can control energy, you can do things. This is how weapons are created, in the directed energy weapons, ion weapons, plasma weapons.
Dave, I appreciate your call. We're going to have to move on. Great points. Global warming. We know that we're not really having global warming. We're having global, very dangerous, fast-moving change is what's happening. Could the globalists be trying to create all sorts of climate shifts and huge disasters as a way to scare us into accepting this new global tax they're proposing through the global warming hysteria they're pushing?
Well, you know, what I can say is they are happening. You know, it's hard for me to determine intent, but what I can say is what's happening. And it is happening. For a long time, you still find people. They're out there saying this stuff is protecting the Earth, and this is cooling the Earth, and this is counteracting global warming. My work shows exactly the opposite. If you look at the effects of these materials, the physics of these materials, it is expected that they heat up the Earth.
Well, this is what I expect.
If they dry it out and they heat it up. They don't cool anything down.
They dry it up and they heat it up. But if I had the power to manipulate the weather, I would have a federal bureau of it. I would be announcing it. I would be admitting it. They have these technologies. That's declassified, but they cover them up and deny them. That shows they don't want people looking at this. Our government right now could have killed Hurricane Katrina and Rita. Our government didn't. The question is, why?
Yeah, you know, it's a combination of both of these things, both as well as covering it out, as well as manipulating how it is released to the public. You know, we're now at the point where you have a bill, and apparently this thing is just, in position.
Yeah, the Weather Control Board, yeah.
Yeah, you have a bill on board to basically legalize that which is already being done upon us, which is the way the situation commonly works.
My senator, Kay Bailey, is pushing it.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's there. Okay,
but then you tell the general public still they can control the weather. They go, and I'm a little green man, too. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Indiana. George, you're on the air.
Yeah, I live in central Indiana, and they seem to do all their spraying at night because when I get up about daybreak, I see them all in the air. I mean, like, wow, Grand Central Station in the skies. You see streams everywhere.
And it wasn't there 7-8 years ago, was it, George?
Oh, no, I'm 57, and I do notice, I don't know if it's just in my imagination, but it seems like the sun is a whole lot brighter than it was when I was a kid.
Well,
that can be a lensing effect because of the atmospheric differential. That's why the sun looks bigger on the horizon, because you're looking through the atmosphere at its thickest point over hundreds of miles, not just through the 20 miles straight up. But what you just said is true. NASA just announced that they thought the last 11.5-year cycle was the biggest ever. Now they're reporting the sun is online to be 50% brighter in the next cycle. Go ahead, Clipper Carnicom.
Well, the UV, the ultraviolet indices are, up. It's so interesting. You can actually look at a lot of the popular claims that are out there, and you can actually gauge that indeed it may be an intentional disinformation mode to do so, because you know, they'll claim that this material is somehow, it's always somehow. You never, you know, the mechanics and physics are never really explained. It's just somehow this has to be helping.
Clifford, before I forget, did you see the big write-up on the federally written textbook where they tell the kids that the government's putting a sunscreen up there to keep us safe?
I absolutely did. I absolutely did.
Give us your take on that.
Manipulation, indoctrination, influencing the population to accept a state of affairs as being normal.
That's a textbook being used nationwide, written by the government, that is used by eighth graders.
Yes, yes. You know, I was at the bookstore just a couple weeks ago, and I go through meteorology books occasionally and such. You have a meteorology book out there now, which has a whole new generation. I'm not going to call them clouds. I use three words. I use contrails, clouds, and aerosols. I actually don't use the word chemtrails. In this meteorology book, you know, will find now an entire new generation of constructed forms. And I won't even call them clouds because they don't qualify. They don't qualify. That did not exist. Go pick up the aviation charts pre-90 and look at the cloud forms that are there in the textbooks, aviation books, meteorology books. Go look at what's being described now to the kids in popular literature in terms of cloud types and infinite variations of things that have no physical basis unless you introduce a water-loving salt material that completely changes the dynamics and
changing our atmosphere. They're terraforming Earth to make it a desert planet, sir?
Well, it is what's happening.
So we're being reverse terraformed. Are you saying that's a good term?
All I can say is this material is locking up the moisture that would be going into our water table. It is locking that moisture up, and there is energy that is being held within those.
So is this the opposite of, say, taking Mars and making it green? I'm saying, is this a type of terraforming?
Well, it fits, Alex. I'll say that. It fits if you're changing the climate of the Earth on a global level, and the water levels are being altered. Then what is that other than a, you know, I'm not going to say again, that's an intent, I can only go into it, but what's the result? The result is, yes, a form of terraforming. Terraforming means changing the Earth, right?
All right, let's take another call. Thank you, George. Tom in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, this is Tom in Texas, and I'd like to say I've been watching these since 99. I've made some personal observations over long periods of time. I can tell you some of the places these planes fly in and out of. As a matter of fact, I can tell you the fuel companies who contract to fuel them. In Wichita, Kansas, I watched 40 modified KC-135s that have the, used to be a four-engine aircraft modified, but the two engines on the wing, the more powerful engine, come in and refueled by Grondike aircraft. I've seen them at the Tinker Air Force Base. Come in there as many as a dozen of them in three groups. They seem to run in groups of 40. Also in Lincoln, Nebraska, I've collected also the spider web residual after these things 2 years ago.
Are you a truck driver?
No, I'm not a truck driver. This is Tom. I'm just an observer, you might say.
Tom is wondering how you've been all these places, you know.
Well, I was at a funeral in Kansas when I observed these things, first of all, and like I said, I've been watching them, so I did a little traveling to follow the ones that were going north and south. They ended up in Lincoln, Nebraska, and they end up in Tinker Air Force Base, the ones that were flying over Kansas. Also, I've collected the residual aftermath of spiderweb stuff they speak of. 2 years ago here in Rockport, it snowed, and the day after, we had more of these spiderwebs dangling. I've collected some. I put them in vials.
Well, here's an example. I was out at the Austin-Bergstrom Airport about 5 years ago, when I wasn't poo-pooing chemtrails, but I was poo-pooing the spider web, and I'm there, and under the streetlights, these giant, 20-foot-wide, I was with Mike Hansen, spider webs are hitting us in the face, and it was coming off from the planes. Clipper Carnicom, what are these spider webs?
Man, that's another whole story we could do another whole show on, but let's just say they're not spider webs. They appear to be, well, there's big questions here, I'll tell you. I can say that they are associated with biological operations and the research I've done there. They are definitely not spider webs.
Well, I know that coming out 3 years ago, DARPA told the Baltimore Sun that they may put up towers with electromagnetic fields to make us behave better. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that one, Alex.
Baltimore Sun, we're going to mind control you. I'm sorry. Okay, thank you, caller. We'll come back in the final segment. Clipper Carnicom and talk to Eleanor. and others that are patiently holding. I mean, this is bizarre stuff going on, but everything's bizarre. I mean, everything's crazy. Hillary Clinton is talking about him making a steak brain chips.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, Newt Lane, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Clifford Carnicom of Carnicom.com has graciously agreed to stay with us about 5-10 minutes into the next segment, so we have plenty of time to take more calls. Right now, before we go to Eleanor and, of course, Jack Blood, we're going to go to him as well here in just a moment. I heard he's going to be calling in. Let's talk to Danny in Florida, who says he's an airline pilot. Danny, welcome to the airwaves. You're on the air right now with Clifford Carnicom.
Alex.
Hi.
I have two questions. The first one is it possible for normal airplane contrails to stay small and not dissipate? Because I've observed that phenomenon for over 30 years. And the second question is, if they're using commercial airplanes, what would be the chemical they're adding to the jet fuel? When, is it possible for a contrail to stay? Yes, as a matter of fact, if you look at a paper I did related to humidity, if the humidity is high enough, indeed it's possible to linger essentially indefinitely. Unfortunately, those conditions don't actually exist or occur too often.
Well, I just want to say I had never seen it until the late 90s, and I know that if it's really, you know, a lot of humidity, it's cold, you can just get ice crystal trails up there, as you know well, but you're a pilot. And again, I'm not saying everything is a trail, every plane's doing it. I'm saying there is some type of weird program going on from all the evidence we have. I mean, you're a pilot, Danny. Do you ever walk outside and just see days where it's nothing but trails and they're below 10,000 feet? Because believe me, brother, I've taken photos of it.
I agree. I've seen where the spraying and the trails spread and cover the whole sky, but I've also seen days, they're, you know, not very frequent, where you'll have a small trail created and it'll just not dissipate, but it remains small.
Well, I mean, what do other airline pilots think about it? What do you think about it?
I agree with you 100%. There's a biological component to it and there's a weather modification component to it.
In terms of the second question, in terms of the chemicals, you notice I actually do, I never use the word chemtrail because there's no real basis for that at this point. What can be accurately assessed is that they are aerosols. Certain elements have been repeatedly identified at ground level, but it's really not quite fair to extrapolate that to the direct source until that's done properly. But nevertheless, in terms of what compounds are there, it appears as though it would be feasible if the materials are small enough. Again, we need the information here, but from my side, it appears though it would be feasible if materials are small enough, and we are speaking at the submicron level, that a fuel system could be developed. There is certainly strong evidence of delivery systems that have existed, but in terms of the grand scale operation, we don't have a bird's eye view of the source. But it is feasible to me that at the submicron level you could be dealing with a
modification. Sure, what about the photos on the web we've seen that look like they have spray nozzles on them? Are those real photos?
Are you speaking of my photos?
Well, I've just seen them on the web over the years.
Anybody that claims any photographs showing nozzles and such, to me at this point, they are totally inadequate until they are documented properly. And to me, I can't say I've seen that yet. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying, to me, there is no sufficient evidence of direct eye-to-eye photography of source material.
All right. Danny, you ever see anything really weird where you're flying right next to a plane, you're not leaving a trail, but they are?
No, I can't say that I have seen that. But I have seen, as you have, Alex, the trails that start out small and spread and then cover the whole sky. So they're definitely doing this.
Had you seen that before the late 90s?
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I'm saying, folks. Something changed. I don't know what it is. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jack Blood. Jack Blood hosts a show right after this one every day. Jack, what's on your mind?
Hey, Alex, thanks for having Clifford on the program with you today. And this really shows, you know, how brave you are, how brave Clifford is. I wanted to ask a question about provocateurs because, Clifford, I've used your information, and a lot of my listeners have posted that on message boards. We have been attacked by organized groups on the Internet. I don't want to mention any names. We've also found that there is a key person at NASA who has nothing better to do than to scour the Internet looking for people talking about this. I've actually had, you know, violence threats. I've had arson at my home for talking about this chemtrail situation and specifically using your work. So I'd like to hear you, if you could, speak about the real movement to just shut us up no matter what they have to do. And
anything happened to you like that, Jack Clifford?
How would we say this? I have never been physically attacked, I would say that. What he speaks of is very true, very accurate. There are organized efforts at both containing this information so that it only flows through certain channels in certain ways. There are organized efforts to ridicule and discredit those who are attempting to pursue or promote an investigation on this issue. The efforts to control this are very real. I'll simply say I have not been physically attacked.
All right, Jack, anything else?
proof that we're really on to something here. They're trying to shut us up. Hey, thank you guys for the work. And Clifford, I'd love to have you on my show sometime.
All right, we'll be right back. Final segment, Clifford Carnicom. More calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've just got time for three more calls. We've got to let our guests go, then I'm going to hit some other important news. But before he leaves us, get your pens and paper ready, because in a few minutes he'll give you a toll-free number to get one of his documentary films at cost, or you can also watch it online for free. It's all over the place. We've got a link to it up on Infowars.com right now. Great guy. Clifford Carnicom, what about the different weathermen? There have been several meteorologists, aggrieved meteorologists, that have gone public, you know, who work for TV stations, saying that they can clearly see the jets flying and blocking weather, and that they're seeing weather patterns that they'd never seen in their careers, in some cases spanning decades, and then, you know, back to college, that there are new types of clouds, that new things are happening. What's your take on their comments and what they bring to the plate?
Well, the physics of the atmosphere have been changed. they've been altered. So the game is not really the same as we know it. And, you know, the fascinating thing is that a child growing up now, you know, the question of what is normal comes up. It's quite interesting. But a child growing up now would never even know or have the memories that we have as adults. And this is now their frame of reference. And, you know, history is written by the victors, that statement. You can pretty much create whatever world you want.
My last question for you before we take three final calls is, getting outside the science, getting outside just your research, what do you, bottom line, think it's really all about? What do you think the government is doing?
If I'm pressed to offer a single word that encapsulates and describes what I see happening here, I have to use the word control. It's the best I can do.
Well, for those that don't know, we are really a spaceship. People go, a spaceship? Yes. We are a third planet from the sun, orbiting a standard sun, two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. Life lives in a very thin little layer, really the first 10,000 feet of the atmosphere. Above that, you have major oxygen narcosis problems. Life lives in the first 10,000 feet, a very thin veneer around the globe, and weather manipulation is admitted, patented, documented. The U.S. government totally admits it. So, and then there's all these other programs going on. So people need to stop denying this.
Yeah, you have it exactly right, Alex. And I really don't, you know, Al Gore in his film, at least to his credit, he did make a point of it. And that is, I don't think people have any idea how fragile this atmosphere is. It's an eggshell that's around us. And we have changed it. And I see it as a threat to the viability of this planet as a whole.
Well, the way I heard one biologist put it, we interviewed, was, heard my dad put it the same way, we're basically like fish. I mean, we're swimming in a gas. We live in a gas. The ocean is just a, thicker H2O, that molecule. But, they basically swim in their gas, not really a gas, but people get my point. We are swimming in gas. We are living in gas, a 10,000-foot layer. We live in a 10,000-foot deep water. I mean, are you getting my analogy?
You will. Right, exactly right. Are you willing? This is a general question to everyone. Are you willing to have your atmosphere sacrificed for the intentions that are undeclared and unknown? Are you willing to sacrifice both your atmosphere and potentially the world?
I remember watching a Discovery Channel program, I think it was called Trinity, out there at the Trinity grounds where they tested the nukes.
Yeah.
And they had a line in there where they were shooting in one night something like 20 huge hydrogen bombs into the upper atmosphere and detonating them, and they said that they thought it might ignite the world's atmosphere, but they were still going to do it. I mean, what is the mindset of these people?
That's right. There may come a time, the way we're headed, where you won't be have the opportunity to even address the question or answer the problem if you're not willing to act now. I'm not willing to make that sacrifice.
Do you think these, I'm sure you heard of the UT professor that says we all need to die, including his family, Dr. Pianca. I mean, do you think this fits into the whole population control agenda?
Again, I may not be able to ascribe intent, but what I can say is that it is expected that there will be increased mortality, as well as the potential of a huge host of unknown pathogens that we are subject to. And this is not based on speculation. There's a whole arena of biological research that we haven't even begun to touch on.
Well,
which is very real.
I forget. I've seen so much, but there are links to the NASA website off the sites. It may have been Carnicom.com. We got to hurry here, folks. I'm going over. But where it'll show NASA photos 20 years ago, 10 years ago, there's no spider webs. And then you look now at Africa, Europe, England, and it's cobwebs of trails, and they say, it'll say increased jet travel has caused this.
Yes, and I have to dismiss that phrase because, unfortunately, the debunkers have their little methods and their little phrases. And the spider web thing it doesn't apply. And it appears as though we're dealing with a polymer, is the best that I can come up with right now.
No, no, no. I meant the satellite photos where there's these webs of trails.
Oh, just the webs of the planes, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very true. Yeah, NASA, again, I believe the processes of indoctrination are very much in place.
All right, I know you got to go in just a moment. Let's just rampage through these calls. Eleanor in Tennessee, thanks for holding her on the air.
Well, Alex, in the late 90s, I lay on the ground outside and observed fixed-wing aircraft, two of them, one going back and forth one way in one area of the sky, another going back and forth in another area of the sky. They were low enough that I could see they had a canister on either side of the aircraft behind the front wings. From those canisters came these clouds of whatever, with whatever was being spewed out. The planes were going back and forth over an area, expressing the substance, till the sky is full of trails. Within 4 or 5 hours, the trails spread out. They come together to form what I call a blanket over the sky. I had read where the Russians used such during World War II to keep the Germans from bombing the cities. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. You want to comment on what she just said?
Just in my case, in my particular area here, all of my work, I've measured it over and over and over, and I'm a pretty good judge of altitude. I was a surveyor in the past. All of my work here is at high altitude. There are no planes that fly low here. If there were, you can bet that I would have some photographs of what's happening. So those folks that are advantageously placed to where they can see these things at lower altitude, evidence is needed, and it just doesn't exist properly yet.
And some of it's real. Some of it, you know, is legitimate, though we've caught them doing biological, chemical, radiological tests where this is a cover. But 2 months ago, I'm listening to the radio, Southwest Austin today, don't be alarmed if you see small aircraft spraying. They're trying to kill, I believe it was the Chinese something, boar beetle or something. And then there's a deadly mosquito, in Corpus Christi when I was down there fishing. And so you'll see planes spraying. So there are other planes out spraying legitimately.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, how long have we been living with crop dusters and agricultural control? Sure.
But I'm not saying that's what she saw. I mean, I'm not poo-pooing her. Sure, I'm not poo-pooing her either. I'm just, sometimes there's real stuff going on.
Exactly.
Very fast, let's talk to Mike in Texas and then Lee, and then that's it. Mike, go ahead.
Oh, thanks a lot, Alex. God bless y'all for the work that you're doing. I just want to say, a couple of years ago, I was looking at what you call a chemtrail in the sky. But he was only spraying where there was currently cloud cover. You know, so a lot of people look up and they're like, okay, that's just a contrail from a plane. But in this case, it was just on, then you turn it off for a little bit, get up to another cloud. Well, maybe that was the cloud he put there. But spray again.
What about this phenomenon in the photos and video that have been shot where they're just turning them on and off?
Sure, I have a classic photo of that, one of the early ones that was taken, which is used to make this point, and that is, it's in some cases, it's clearly, artificially controlled and distributed. And that particular photo I'm talking about, let me say there was a great deal of interest by certain parties to try and identify the location, source, and timing of that photograph. And I know that there was a clear effort to want to identify that particular pilot of that particular plane at that time, because it's a rather incriminating photograph if you look at it, taken up in Colorado. And the explanations of variation in meteorological conditions don't.
Well, you'll see stuff too when they're flying these grid patterns. Just when they get to the end and ready to make their turn, they turn off. And then when they turn back around to go back, it turns back on.
These are systematic operations, and now they're very complex, extremely complex, and nobody has a complete handle on exactly the logistics of it.
All right, last caller.
They are systematic.
Last caller, Lee in Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Lee.
Hi, Alex. Clifford, I have a news release I just sent over to Alex's website. It's about oily gunk on homes. Oily substances on Saturday were showered upon their homes and cars, and it's a oily residue that all the neighborhoods, the whole township, got sprayed with some kind of mist.
And well, that happens all the time, and they try to claim that it's, sewage matter from malfunctioning planes, but what do you do when a whole town gets covered with green or black goo? Clifford, we've seen hundreds of these cases. What is that?
I can't speak for an oily residue, but what I can speak for is a failure. No matter what the material is, if you have airborne materials that are unexplained, that pose a potential health risk or a potential pollution risk, it seems quite reasonable
that fish and wildlife agencies
should be responsible for analyzing them.
Well, exactly.
EPA has failed us tremendously on this regard.
Well, exactly. Fish and Wildlife comes out and tests every week for the fish and all these other groups running around, but why won't they test this?
The EPA refuses to test this filament material, fibrous material that I'm speaking of. They refuse to test it.
What do they say when you talk to them?
Pardon me, Alex?
What do they say when you talk to them?
Boy, folks should look into their correspondence. I have it all on the website. Their classic line was, we refuse to analyze any unsolicited material, basically saying if they didn't ask for it, they don't have any obligation to identify
now,
it. That's what they said.
Now, you've done some tests, haven't you?
I've done quite a bit of testing. That's a big part of my work over here.
What have you found the spider webs are?
Well, first would be they're not spider webs. They are a most unique filament. They don't satisfy any natural explanation whatsoever. They are at the submicron level. Asbestos fibers are 2 microns or less. Most fibers are 10, 12 microns. These things are submicron in size. There are biological components that have been repeatedly identified within these fibers. We don't know what they are properly, but I've done quite a bit of analysis. And my work is up there. There probably is 300, 200 pages, I would guess, at least, analysis of these fibers up there. Yeah, okay, so I may have been cut off there, but there's been quite a body of research that's been done there to analyze it from the perspective that I can. A private lab was consulted at one point at paid cost, and they issued a report which could clearly be shown to be false. They were addressed in person for the failure of that report, and they terminated that meeting at the very early part of it. They said this meeting is now over as soon as I raised the objections as to why that report was false.
We're here back live, and that never happens unless we're getting into really key information. I'm down here in Austin, Texas. They're up in Minnesota. Clifford Carnicom, I guess I need to go ahead and say bye to you now. I am back, though. I'm here with you. Are you there?
Thanks very much, Alex. Yeah, I'll get out of the way
for
you.
They're not feeding me your audio right now.
If I can list an 800 number where people can get a copy of the documentary.
All right, we're going to go ahead and go back to music, and thank you for joining us.
Telephone. We'll try to work this out. This only happens when we have key guests on, but I'm sure it's us. I'm sure it's all a technical thing. Clifford, in closing here, I want to thank you for coming on and joining us today. I really appreciate you spending time with us. Go ahead and give out that toll-free number for people to get a copy of your film.
Alex, thanks very much for all that you've done today. I appreciate it very much. This phone number is for Harriet Fell. She is helping to get this documentary out at cost. There is no profit to be made with this. The phone number is 1-800-335-7226, and I appreciate that very much.
You bet. Where do you see things going in the future, Clifford? You say you're working on something new. In closing here, give us an idea what it is.
This issue of this disease that has emerged over the past several years, the popular term being given is Mergellin's disease. There's a serious topic of research here that needs a lot of help, and I may be contributing to that.
Do you think the two are connected because we have the reports of these tiny fibers, and then that's what's reported to be coming out of skin, and then we have real serious doctors talking to people and you know, removing it where clearly there's been no incision, it's just somehow in them?
It's possible they're connected, and I guess that's the very question. I'm not trying to draw a connection before it's there, but I think it's valid to raise that question. And what we can say is that that issue is being managed. The Mergellin's issue is being managed exactly in the same way that this issue has been managed, basically calling people delusional.
All right, Clifford Carnicom, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a whole lot, Alex.
You bet. It is not delusional that they knowingly for 10 years put AIDS virus and HIV in hundreds of thousands of hemophiliacs' blood supply here in the U.S., tens of thousands in Canada, and hundreds of thousands worldwide. It is not a conspiracy theory that they gave black men syphilis. It is not a conspiracy theory they nerve gassed U.S. troops. It is not a conspiracy theory. So all of this is open for discussion. And anybody that tells you you shouldn't look into something has got a serious problem. We'll be back with a final segment. InfoWars.com is the website.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, there's no real terrorist threat outside what criminal elements of the government are carrying out. There's a story out of News 7 out of Denver, Colorado. Marshals, innocent people placed on watch list to meet quota. Marshals say they must file one surveillance detection report, or SDR, per month. Then you're put in a terrorist database. You could be on a secret government database on which list for simply taking a picture on an airplane. Some federal air marshals say they're reporting your actions to meet a quota, even though some top officials deny it. The air marshals' identities are being concealed, told 7 News. They go risk their careers, everything to tell this, and the feds say, oh, it's not true, because they're so trustworthy. The air marshals' identities are being concealed, told 7 News. They were required to submit at least one report a month. If they don't, there's no raise, no bonus, no awards, and no special assignments. Innocent passengers are being entered into an international intelligence database of suspicious persons. By the way, they've told me I'm on this. Acting in a suspicious manner or on an aircraft, and they did nothing wrong, said one federal air marshal. Well, that's the whole plan in a secret police society. It isn't about stopping terror. It's about getting us all in databases. And by the way, we're going to be writing a big article on this. I've sent it to Paul Watson. Jerome Corsi broke it on my show yesterday. We've since, on the federal government's own website, found their PDF file. You will have an American Union ID card. As Ridge said, I told you 4 years ago, I saw Homeland Security Ed Ridge, then head, say that there'll be 4 levels of how you're trusted. Green, yellow, orange, red. Bad credit, you get a yellow, and you have no rights. Oh, you have rights if you're green, but no rights for things that are non-criminal. This will be the new America. All the illegal aliens will be instantly legalized. Yes, it's actually happening, my friends. It just boggles the mind. A program note, C-SPAN claims they'll be airing the big 9/11 Scholars Symposium, American Scholars Symposium, 9/11 Neocon Agenda, roundtable discussion, panel discussion we had 3-plus weeks ago. They claim this Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern, C-SPAN 1, American Perspectives. But they still haven't posted it on the schedule. And the reason I'm concerned is they said, or it might be the next week. So they're trying to make us basically forget about all this, or the war in Iran's going to kick up and this isn't going to happen. Who knows? It's just normally they air something within 2 weeks. So call in to C-SPAN Washington Journal every morning and say, hey, when is that going on the schedule? Hey, when is that? Infowars.com. And I'm asking you, the listeners, to call into all the mainstream radio talk shows, the Truth talk shows, the Patriot talk shows, and tell them about Terror Storm. Tell them about my new film, if you've seen it, if you like it, on DVD or on the web. If this is going to get promoted, if this is going to have an effect, it is really up to you to help us out with it. So post it on message boards, email it to your friends. Tell them they can watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll-free and get your copy and start making copies. The power of you, the listeners, getting my videos and making copies and getting them out to people is just so wonderful. And I've never made a film this good. I'm so proud of it. I hope you'll get it. My other films are excellent as well. Martial Law, Order of Death, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. They're all excellent. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order. 1-888-253-3139, or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So see it online at prisonplanet.tv, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, or order a hard copy right now at Infowars.com. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. More big guests throughout the week. Vital information as we chronicle the New World Order's criminal activities here Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. And you heard it, back from 9 to midnight. Now get out there, expose the terrorists, be bold, be strong. They're doing a lot of crazy, bizarre stuff. The sky's the limit, literally. If you can think of it, and it's horrible, but it's worse what they're doing. That's what I found. And so we've just got to expose them. We've got to fight them. There are more of us than there are of them. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.